The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
All right. It's Monday. I guarantee you, you've had that same sentiment as you look around your workplace. I mean, not you, Jason, of course.
Right.
Or you, Kareem, because you work from home.
Yes. I've had that look, but nobody was there to see it.
Or even me, because my coworkers are a delight. But yours, I'm sure, awful.
Just donkey awful. Balls.
It's true. We can now get that. It's the Uncensored Monday episode, everybody.
Fuck them against the wall with handcuffs on.
Oh, boy. Coming up on the show today, I know you look at the lineup here today, guys, and it looks like it's a very short show.
Yeah.
I'm relying on complaints.
All right.
But in addition to the airing of the grievances, which is coming up, there is a town in Illinois which is saying that they need to say no to Toby Keith. We'll take a look at that.
No to Toby Keith.
Plus, we've got a new feature called Pittsburgh Corner.
Uh-oh.
Will it be a regular thing? Well, that depends on you, Pittsburgh. You are very close to Ohio, the Florida of the North. So we'll see if this becomes a regular thing or not. But before we go further, it's time to start the show with a Nate Darling Show news follow-up.
All right.
You ever hate that when you hear about something on the news and there's never a follow-up to go, hey, whatever happened with that thing?
Right.
Well, we follow up. Because I care. Remember the guy who ruined his neighbor's orange juice by jerking off into the bottle? If you're a regular listener, you do.
You remember that one.
And he's a 72-year-old landscaper, and he is serving 100 days in jail after pleading guilty to entering the home of a female client and masturbating into a bottle of orange juice.
I just hope I can still jerk off at 72.
In the garage. He then returned the orange juice to the shelf in the victim's refrigerator in a plea deal with Ohio prosecutors Willis Jean Burdett, cop to felony burglary and attempted felonious assault charges in connection with the incident last August. In addition to the jail term, Burdett was sentenced last month to 3 years of probation, 200 hours of community service, and was directed to a complete mental health assessment. I think that's appropriate. He was also barred from employment that would involve him gaining access to private homes.
What about the orange juice?
He is no longer allowed near orange juice. Thank God he's not in Florida. According to police, Burdett's victim paid him to perform yard work at her residence in Massillon, which is just outside of Canton, where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is. Before his sentencing, the 61-year-old woman told the court that she was haunted by the, and I quote, gross, disgusting act, adding that she suspected that Burdett had similarly targeted other female clients.
Now, well, how does she know that?
She's just jumping to conclusions. You know how those women are. Not my wife, of course.
Or mine.
Right. hold on. There we go. The woman contacted police after home security system recorded Burdett entering the residence one afternoon. A criminal complaint noted that he got into the home by using a key located inside of her shed. Once inside, by the way, this guy's married, he began to masturbate inside a small tool room near the garage where he took out his small tool and then took out a bottle of orange juice from the fridge and blew his load inside of it. He then shook it up before returning it to the fridge. I wonder if that pulp settled.
I was wondering about that.
Well, you could try an experiment at home.
No, that's okay.
Orange juice is way too expensive for that, right? Honey, don't touch the orange juice. I've got a little science project going on.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The lady did not consume the tainted orange juice. He was indicted for contaminating a substance for human consumption by knowingly mingling a biological substance and or harmful substance, to wit, semen.
How did she know that it was in there?
I believe there was a camera.
And she probably suspected it.
Yeah.
You can
perform this experiment yourself, but I'm guessing if you jizz into orange juice and let it sit, you take the cap off, it's not going to smell quite right.
Can we do two things real quickly? Because we do have time. Just like maybe, first of all, to the 91 people that like this article.
On Facebook.
The 91 people on Facebook that liked this article, your friends are like thinking that they're not going to drink oranges in your house anymore. Probably.
Right.
Who commented on this? There's 8 comments. I got to see what the comments are on this. Like, who?
Hold on. Let me see if I can scroll down here to the comments. See if we can. Oh, see, we had an issue with the browser crashing. So let me reboot the browser here real quick. And see if we can get that to actually happen.
Sorry about that.
It's not your fault. I got the notice that the browser was not responding with the other windows that were open. So it was a completely good idea that we cannot execute right now.
Well,
let me see. 8 comments. Yeah, well. I don't know, but I will say this. We follow up on stuff for you.
Yeah.
Do I have to? Let me see if we can get into the task manager and close out of this thing. All right. Google Chrome. End task. There we go.
End it.
It is ended. It is end. Finish ye! I finished it like that guy finished in the in the orange juice.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't have a problem completing his task.
That's right. He's a goal-oriented. Let's see. Here's the comments. J.O. and the O.J., very symmetrical.
Wow. See, look at that. That's gold.
Someone else commented. Obviously, there was something deleted, but someone commented that another person on behalf of the Work at Home Corporation, you've been fired for not being able to spell month. So clearly there was a comment that was deleted from there. Also, should be added to the sex offenders list too. Thanks, Ross. Steve Hatley says the police department detective could use some remedial grammar training before he writes another police report. Hey, guess what, Steve Hatley? It's a good thing you're a white guy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Another comment is so many questions, so little time. And the final comment, bringing new meaning to the term fresh squeezed.
That's it right there.
That was the one you were waiting for?
That's it. Fresh squeezed.
It's fresh squeezed.
That was fresh squoze.
It is. So that's your follow-up. Never let it be said that we left you hanging on a story. whether you like it or whether you don't, we're going to totally follow up so that you know what is going on.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
You know, we've been starting with Jason a lot, and he's been coming really hard, and it's tough, no pun intended.
I wish.
So in an effort to not have to follow his outburst of rage, which he clearly is repressing at home, Kareem, what do you have for grievances this week?
Oh, this one may get me in trouble, but fuck it, because I don't care anymore.
Oh, well. Are you sure? I have to ask that. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I am an intellectual snob. I must admit that. And if you know me, if you really know me, you may know that about me.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have patience for stupid shit, for stupid people, as the late, great Prince said, and paraphrase Red Fox, if you marry somebody, if you see a stupid kid, what do you say? If you marry a stupid woman, you have a stupid kid. If you don't believe me, follow a stupid kid home one day and see somebody stupid answer the door. But I am tired of dealing with stupid people.
Oh.
I'm tired of dealing with people that I have to tell things to every fucking week. The same shit.
People who just don't listen.
And they just don't listen. Just for the last 6 fucking months, I've been telling the same dumb motherfucker the same shit every week or every
certain portion of the month, and they don't fucking get it.
It's a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
Yes.
to literally play Casey Kasem.
Yes. And I'm tired of people making decisions without having all the fucking information and then acting like they're fucking smarter than everybody else.
Well, that's everybody on Facebook.
Yes. And I'm not talking about them this time, but
right.
same principle. It's like, if you're not going to take the time to learn shit and actually talk to people who actually do the shit, then you probably shouldn't be making changes or making fucking decisions about it.
Fair point.
It is. Totally.
You know, and I'm not even, I want to be funny, but I can't because I'm just so pissed.
Well, this is the airing of the grievances.
Yes.
It doesn't, if you're angry, we can be funny for you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's the whole idea.
Yes. But making shit harder than it has to be and then complaining about it being hard, that's your fucking fault for being stupid enough to change it from something that's really fucking simple.
That's fucking, that's so true.
I don't know why this thing that I'm doing the way that I wanted to do it is so hard.
Yes. You didn't listen to the person that said to do it the other way?
No, we were doing it my way, but why is it so hard?
It's like, I've been doing this for fucking 3 years. You just got here 2 minutes ago.
Right, I have new ideas. I have some new ideas. How about are they so hard?
Why don't you learn the old ideas, and then maybe why don't you talk to me about your new ideas?
Listen. It's new ideas are the way to go. Old ideas are old. New ideas are new. It's time for a new day.
Hey, this is an improv, buddy.
It's a new day.
It's like, no. Like, learn the fucking basics before you decide that you want to fly.
That's all you need to do, right?
Yes. Learn the basics before you decide you want to fly. But if you don't know the fucking basics, stop trying to switch shit up.
You're talking to the president now, aren't you?
No. And actually, I feel that way. It's like I'm dealing with fucking Donald Trump. It's like, learn the fucking basics of how shit works before you go to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the basics. Don't tell somebody that does the shit that it shouldn't take them as long as it does, and you don't know the fucking process.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Some shit is just that simple. Like, learn the fucking process before you tell somebody it shouldn't take them that long. And then be a smart ass while you're telling them that it shouldn't take them that long.
Well, I don't understand why it should take you that long to do that.
Yeah, you can stop after the first part. You don't understand.
Like, yeah,
I think we've all dealt with somebody like that.
Yeah, it's like, no, you don't fucking understand. Shut the fuck up.
If you don't, would you like me to explain it to you?
And like, you better let somebody explain it to you before I explain it to you. Because at that point, the other side, Feral Muck called it, Mr. Nigga comes out and he doesn't explain it very well.
Hey!
When he finishes explaining to you, you're going to feel like a 2-year-old that's got put on timeout.
Oh, that is a good one. Jason, what's been eating at your craw?
Well, you know, I mean, like, I had to put a lot of stuff away. But then today, like, on my way over, like, I pull out, like, I've been parking behind my gate.
By the way, I've been doing shows with my microphone partially unplugged.
Oh, no.
But here's the thing. I have headphones on. I can clearly hear myself.
I can hear you, too.
And you guys can hear me fine. Yeah. I look over. I'm like, wait a minute. That plugs out a little farther than it should be. What's going on? It snaps right in. Yeah. And I'm just like,
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
All right, Jason, go on.
So I pull out and out into the street and there's a Mercedes-Benz, late 90s, maybe early 2000s, at the stop sign, right there, like, nobody in the car. Like, I just thought maybe it was a short person, I couldn't see them, so I gave it, you know, the honk, the quick honk, you know, nothing. Like, no brake light, nothing. I do it again. And now I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck's going on? There's just a fucking car with nobody in it, like, right here? And then this motherfucker, like, saunters out of the market, opening up a pack of cigarettes, looks at me hard, like, Looks at me really hard, like I'm a fucking asshole. Like I did something wrong.
Why are you eyeballing him?
Like, looks at me like I'm a fucking asshole. Meanwhile, there's like on the other side of the street, there's all, I mean, like the whole side of the street's clear. You could have parked right over there. There's like enough for like two buses on the left, like right next to us.
Right.
So he could have flipped a Yui and parked right there. No big deal. No, no, nothing. I'm not going to, you make a Yui right there. Fine. This guy gets in there. Then like looks, like, I don't remember if he looked both ways, got in his car for a few seconds, turned it on and then did a Yui, but tried to burn out while he did it. Like looking at me hard the whole time, and then goes down Santa Cruz, like, which is such a small little street. It's a thin street. It just hauls off, like what the fuck, dude? Like, what's your fucking why? Like, what's going on, man? Like, what is so fucking wrong in your life, bro? Like, if you would have had his hazards on, I probably would have been fine with it, dude. Like, I probably could have been okay because I would have known just to go fucking around it. You know what I mean? I could have just gone fucking around. All right, guy stopped in here, ran in. I get it. I go to Starbucks sometimes and fuckers are like all parked fucked up like, and it happens. Like, you try to go to Starbucks on your way, man.
Hashtag white guy problems.
Exactly.
So, can you do me a favor? Damn, I understand why you're angry. I understand why you're angry. Can you describe for me the individual you're talking about? Age,
he was probably about,
appearance,
between 19 and 23,
24. Okay.
He had little locks beginning, like his hair was all tight, and he was light skinned.
Okay. A light skinned African American gentleman, or a white guy.
He could have been. I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure exactly.
Sure.
But he's an asshole.
Sure.
Like, he's just an asshole.
Well, you had that locked in at 19 to 23.
Exactly.
And yeah. He's in a Mercedes.
Yeah.
You've combined the two. He couldn't be more of a dick unless he was driving a BMW. Like, I want a BMW, but I don't think I'll ever buy one because I don't want to risk everyone thinking that I'm such a dick.
Man, like. It wasn't a nice Mercedes. Don't get it. Like, it was.
No. I know where you're talking about. Yeah. No, it's all the it's the 15-year-old Mercedes.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
Did it have larger rims than it came with?
No, I don't remember the rims. So
that's my favorite. I work in South Sac. There are so many Lexus cars with rims that are bigger than came with the car.
Yeah.
With the gold trim.
I think it had 22s on. I think about it. But, and with a thin wall, with a thin tire.
Sure, right. Sure. The low profiles.
But man, it was just perfect. But I just couldn't. Man, it just like, and then he had to be an asshole and a douche about, like, you know. I guess he was hard till the end. You know what I mean? Like, at least he was hard the whole way. Like, he didn't try to, like, he didn't say I'm sorry, man. He just looked at me like I was the one that fucked up by getting out of my car at a stop sign and just putting it in park, not putting the hazards on. I was the fucking asshole.
Listen, old man.
Oh, fucking man.
That's funny. My grievance is spawned from, and I'm part of this Facebook group, and I need to get out of it. It's the West Sacramento Neighborhood Watch.
Oh, that was a bad idea, dude.
It really is. And for every little bit of help it's given to me, it's given me so much more aggravation. And it's filled with people with dumb questions that don't really belong in a neighborhood watch page. For instance, someone, and I'm not going to say who it is, said, can anyone tell me what kind of fish are in the ponds off Stonegate behind Nugget? It's a neighborhood watch page, dude. I'm sure you can find someplace else to ask this question. Maybe tweet the mayor. I don't know.
Sounds like somebody was trying to find dinner.
is them good eating fishes? Now, with everything going on with Oroville, there have been literally a dozen or more posts with people going, should I worry?
If it would have, it would be like 15 hours for that water to get down here.
Well, and this was the one. This is the one. Okay, so at the height of everything, someone wrote, and again, I'm going to leave names out. So, do we worry? Who will inform us if we need to get out? I'm going to guess someone on a bullhorn. Or a reverse 911 call.
The same people that notified the people that had to get out yesterday?
Yeah.
Fool.
I mean, unless you defund all those people.
That's right. Now, and this is the one that set me off. And I'm going to leave out Craig Martin's name when I read this. Because he's clearly not capable of figuring shit out on his own. He writes, "All right, all knowledgeable people of West Sac. Because I hate A, packing, and B, the news, what are the chances with more rain coming Thursday and Friday that I have to get out of Dodge and vacate my residence in the 95691? Someone give me a percent sign."
I can give him one in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. I have a percent sign for you. Fuck you.
Look at my hand and read between the lines.
First of all, okay. If you don't want to watch news for life-saving information, I get that you don't want to chill out and hear about all the bad things happening. Okay. Here's what you could do. You could follow the mayor on Twitter. You could follow the city police department on Twitter or their Facebook page. There's a really good way of looking at that. Or you could just swallow your pride, chew on a condom, and watch the news for 10 minutes. Pick whichever one you like. I don't know. It's got 40 comments on it. The first person wrote nil. I like the third or fourth person down says, I don't know, but I want to see what others say. And here's the...
That's the best troll ever. That's troll number one right there.
And then somebody types a period because they're not smart enough to follow a post. So that's the other thing that irritates me about this fucking page, is people who want to see what goes on a thread, they comment with just one period. So you'll see these posts, and they'll be like, 56 comments you have to scroll through, and 50 of them will be assholes who've just put a period there. Because they're fucking idiots. So it's mostly people saying pretty much zero. And then this dullard said, some people around here are losing their damn minds in panic, and I can't tell if I should take them seriously or call BS. I don't know. Listen to the people who are panicking. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. Has somebody told you to get out of your house?
No, all no.
Right, then don't worry about it, bro. Did you have to buy flood insurance when you bought your house?
This is one of my favorite. One of my favorites is, now if the levee breaks, make sure you have a ladder ready to get on the roof and wait for rescue. LOL.
Wow.
That's my favorite. Somebody said, I packed up yesterday, unpacked today. If the emergency spillway goes, we are okay here. Yeah, if the dam goes, then it's a whole other thing, but it's not going to. So anyway, there's like 60 comments on it, and it's like, you are killing me. You're on social media. And then someone posted a link to one of the news stations live coverage of it on Facebook. So
should it hurt to be that stupid?
Yeah, it's yeah, so I need to, and it's a closed group, so I had to ask to get into this. Look, so that's the most irritating thing. I asked for this.
Yeah, well, you know.
I asked for this, and now it's part of me.
It's part of all of us.
I'm just saying, it would be nice if people could just not be quite so dumb. I mean, seriously, follow your mayor or your city or your local police department on Twitter or Facebook. They'll tell you everything you need to know. And if you need to evacuate, someone will come through with a bullhorn.
Yeah.
And a reverse 911 call.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. They're not leaving you behind, even though we probably should. I'm just saying.
If you don't think that it's important, then you should drown.
Well, he does. He just doesn't know if he should freak out like everybody else. Well, speaking of freaking out, people in Napierville or Illinois are freaking out because Toby Keith has been invited to perform at the Napierville Rib Fest, and it's now gained national attention. The same day tickets went on sale for the singer's show on June 30th, they announced the performance back on February 3rd, and many residents took to social media to criticize bringing Keith to town following his performance at President Donald Trump's pre-inauguration concert. Whether you like his politics or not, and Toby Keith is on the conservative side, the fact that an artist wants to perform at a presidential inauguration, I don't think he should be punished for that by the Napierville Rib Fest. I don't know, call me crazy. After they announced it, they took social media to criticize it. Just as many came to his defense, defending his right to perform regardless of politics. It was elevated to a new level when Fox News posted a story on the situation with the headline, Country Music Festival Facing Pressure to Nix Toby Keith from Lineup. Among those who weighed in on the controversy was Ari Fleischer, the former White House press secretary for President George W. Bush. He said, "This ticks me off. Conservatives put up with liberal claptrap from Hollywood and Broadway. Now one patriotic country singer is subjected to this?"
Don't more conservatives go to country concerts than liberals?
Exactly. 4 minutes later, he tweeted, "One of these days, conservatives need to engage versus liberal entertainment educational institutions. Their bias helps define our culture." Now, speaking to the Napierville Sun after his comments went public, Fleischer said he's tired of actors and musicians taking liberal political positions in public forums while conservatives are blasted for doing the same thing. He does have a point. Said,
you can do it. You can do it. You just don't expect me to buy your shit. That's it. It's that simple.
Said, "How many times have conservatives watched the Academy Awards and been treated to an overtly liberal political positions, but we still watch the movies and go to the shows?"
You have the right to not.
That's true. You can boycott them. "Now here's one small instance where a musician is known for his patriotic songs has to put up with this." Now, Ari Fleischer is a Toby Keith fan. He's heard of Napierville, but he's never visited. He advised people to go and enjoy Keith's music. He said, "That's the difference. He's not going to take the stage and submit people to his politics." Well, he might.
Yeah, he
has before.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you're going to a Toby Keith concert and he tells you that he's, you know.
And like I said, they didn't stop them from boycotting the Dixie Chicks.
And that's where he sort of rose up, and he was one of the people who was very against the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, so fuck him. Fuck him up against the ball when it goes off.
Now, months before the November election, Keith declined to tell the Chicago Tribune which candidate he was supporting and said that he had voted for both Republican and Democratic presidential candidates in the past, including Bill Clinton and George Bush, saying, "This election, I don't think it makes a difference. I can't believe there's 300 million Americans in this country, and we've got these two as our final two. It's absolutely crazy." Well, I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Yeah.
Tickets for the performance went on sale at 10 a.m. Special limited-time general admission tickets priced at $30 were sold out within 2 hours.
So why is this even a thing?
It was a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
it was. Well, Fox News posted something. People got all uppity about it.
Yeah.
So that's,
we're going to support Toby even because those liberals don't want it. Like, nobody told. Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not going to go. Yeah. Go for it. Like,
I think it's funny that they like to complain about other people boycotting shit because they don't want to.
How many times have I heard about, like, other things being trying to be boycotted by conservatives, like Starbucks?
Yeah, but that's because they still don't realize that. I mean, they won the election, but there's way less for them than they are
of us.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. regular general admission, front of stage, and VIP tickets are still available. So if you're in the mood for ribs and a trip to the Midwest.
That's okay. I don't think they want me there anyway.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Now, Toby Keith can't be all bad if Willie Nelson's willing to do a song with him.
Exactly.
And here's the thing. Samantha Bee did a whole bit about the inauguration, and there was I forget the details of it, but there was a performer who would go, an African-American lady, who said, I'll go, but I need to be able to perform this. And they said, no.
Yeah. She wanted to sing Strange Fruit.
Right. And then so Samantha Bee plays this. Let's see if we can get to the right part here. And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. There is a line in this song about hanging the bad guys while the good folks watch.
Yeah.
Which was taken completely out of context by Samantha Bee and turned into, because you've talked about it on the show, about how people used to bring the whole family out to watch public lynchings.
Yes.
This song is not about that.
That's what, look, and back and, then, that's what they would have said, too.
But here's the thing. In this version of the song that's a duet, Willie Nelson sings that line, not Toby Keith.
Like I said, they would have did it.
No, completely. I understand. But I think it's important to point out sometimes, for comedic purposes, stuff is taken out of context.
Yes.
I think Toby Keith has been a little bit vilified in certain instances. By the way, I enjoyed going to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. I'm sad it closed.
Yeah.
The one out here.
Oh, yeah.
I went there with Ted and Becca, the two most liberal people I know.
You would have thought that would have stayed open longer.
Yeah, I don't know why it closed.
It's in Folsom.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. It was very much a honky-tonk style establishment, and that mall in Folsom is very hoity-toity.
Ah.
The Palladium? Was it
the Palladium.
Yeah.
So it while it might have matched in skin tone, as you're thinking, it did not match strata.
Those people out there try to pretend that they're country.
They're not country.
Yeah.
People that I know in Folsom don't.
All right. Hold on. I got to find the proper music for you. Move this up here so I can get this ready. Here we go. All right. So it's time now for a new feature. We'll see if it ends up being something on the reg or not. It's called Pittsburgh Corner. Why am I playing Wiz Khalifa? Because this is the Pittsburgh sound. All in my blood. See? You didn't think I had a plan for this. Ha ha. Yeah. Headline. Drunk man, 51, wearing pink lingerie, busted for indecent exposure.
Wow.
Other charges. That's right, a man wearing pink lingerie under his lowered sweatpants was arrested yesterday after being found passed out with his penis in his hands inside a stolen Buick sedan that was stopped in the middle of a busy Pittsburgh intersection. Danielle Marchese, who's 51, was collared on a Monday by police who discovered him, quote, with his pants lowered to the middle of his thighs. Two witnesses told cops they spotted him masturbating and passed out behind the wheel of his vehicle. Which was it?
Actually, I have a friend whose last name is that exact last name. It's Marchese.
Oh, is it? Well, I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
It's one of his cousins, probably.
He scuffled with officers who took him into custody. When asked if he had ID, this is a quote, so I get to say it. He said, how about fuck you, your mother's a nigger-loving whore. End quote.
Wow.
Things went downhill from there.
Obviously.
He said that to a white guy in Pittsburgh. He got his ass whooped. Yeah.
He was charged with an assortment of crimes, including aggravated assault, indecent exposure, drunk driving, receiving stolen property, firearms possession, and making terroristic threats. When they searched the trunk of his car, they found two handguns. They seized an open bottle of Jack Daniels, found wedged between his left leg and the driver's side door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said that to a white cop in Pittsburgh. He got his ass whooped.
Yeah. He has a lengthy rap sheet, including busts for drug possession, endangering the welfare of a child, possession of drug paraphernalia, assault, disorderly conduct, harassment, public drunkenness, theft, trespass, and receiving stolen property.
Wow.
His name is not Wiz Khalifa.
No.
No. This is the Pittsburgh sound, though. Yeah.
Man, that dude.
Also, man. Not in Pittsburgh proper. Headline, woman arrested for threatening judge in Westmoreland County. A transgender woman who did prison time in connection with her husband's death after she performed a botched castration surgery at their rural trailer. That's a lot to unpack. Hold on. A transgender woman who did prison time in connection with her husband's death after she performed a botched castration surgery at their rural trailer, who was arrested at the county courthouse for threatening a judge. Tammy Fellbaum,
oh, that's disturbing.
Who's 58, had just put her purse in the conveyor belt of the x-ray machine when she said, "I have guns and an Uzi in my purse, also a rocket launcher." That's a big purse.
A kilo in the other bag.
That's right. Then police had Fellbaum walk through the metal detector with an attitude and said, "I'm going to shoot a judge today."
Oh, man.
Needless to say, that ended her freedom.
Trying to go to jail. Yeah.
Charged with terroristic threats and a summary count of disorderly conduct. She was in the courthouse to appear as a defendant in the dispute with the Seward St. Clair Township Sanitary Authority. Oh, boy. Apparently, the hearing was a final step in getting Fellbaum to connect her trailer to a sanitary sewer line. Yeah. Back in 2008, she was sentenced to 21 to 60 months in jail for threatening officials associated with her trial. What is it with people in the Pittsburgh area threatening authority figures?
It's Pittsburgh, man.
They're hard.
That's right. You think you're hard? let me tell you what's hard.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to castrate your lover in a trailer in the middle of the country?
Who fucking lets? She's had a botched surgery. Like, how fucking drunk did you get him to
a botched castration?
Yeah, that was
no.
Yeah, who did?
Well, yes. Yes, no, no.
No. Man, that's that lady has some problems. I'm so sorry. I'm sad. That makes me sad, man. Like
it does.
There's some screwed up shit there going down. Man, Pittsburgh.
Like, who are you letting get nuts to your nuts with a knife?
Everything about that situation and that is just ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
All right, well, you know, after all of that, I think it's time to cleanse our palate and wrap up this show with our new favorite rapper, Stitches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
This is from his album For Drug Dealers Only, if you're looking for it. This is Real Street Nigga with an A.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye out for Pittsburgh now.
Yeah.
This could be new. I mean, it's no sex toy news, but hey.
Hey, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yo. It's right. It's near Ohio and West Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, he all is.
Right. It's right in that corner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Back on Wednesday with a fresh new one. I'll tell you all about my trip to Seattle. And we'll break down the movie that Kareem is driving to the Bay Area to see.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get to talk about John Wick 2, but that's another...
Oh, I need to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that, too.
It was amazing.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
catch a
We'll talk about that next time.
Oh, I have to see that movie.
Yeah, I did pedicures with the little woman instead of going to see it.
I went 10:30 on Saturday with Alex.
You know, I may do that in Seattle. It's supposed to rain. I got all day to kill.
Yeah.
That may be what I do.
Do it.
John Wick 2.
Yes.
Chapter 2.
Oh, good times. All right. I guess enjoy Stitches. I guess he's, well, he, you know what he is. Bye. Ain't never sold those niggas. You a pussy ass nigga. You a pussy ass nigga. Y'all some pussy ass niggas. You a pussy ass nigga. I'm a real street nigga. See, a lot of people think that a nigga trying to get attention and shit. Boy, you crazy. Boy, all eyes on me already. I just hate a pussy ass nigga who's trying to act like he's so dope. And none of y'all pussies so dope. Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.